When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard.
This is WHIO meteorologist, Kirstie Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Auto Talk. I hope you're taking it easy out there. I'm Jan Murphy along with my husband Dave. We are from Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek, part of that team. And Dave and I do some of the behind the scenes things out there now. But we want to thank our managers, Brian, Ryan, and Eric, for running the show.
Yes, we do.
At Murphy's.
Doing a great job.
I'll tell you, if you're in Beaver Creek, Dave's an ASE Master Certified Technician for over 40 years. At Murphy's Auto Care, we service all makes and models, and we're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30 to serve you and your family's vehicle service needs. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Well, you welcome to the show, too. Really great to
thank
be here.
Thank you. You know,
we do come here together, but we still like to say welcome to Auto Talk, right? We want to welcome all of you to Auto Talk as well. You know, if you're just tuning in, or if you've been riding along for a long time with us, this is the fastest hour, we think, in radio. And that's because we're going to talk about your car, your truck. We don't care what it is. If it uses fuel and it's got tires or something on it, we'll talk about it and help you get through it. But really, Auto Talk, our goal here every week is to help you be more aware of what your vehicle is trying to tell you and how it should operate, and also help you stay safe, keep it dependable. And we know when we do those things that folks' vehicles, you know, it saves you money in the long run. So that's really what we're here about. So any question you've got about automotive service with your vehicle or purchasing a vehicle, it's all wide open. We're happy to talk to you about it.
That's right. It's a call-in show. You can call us today at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. And we'll be happy to take your call and talk about anything automotive. We also are going to be going through some pieces in our email bag, and we have lots of great experiences in the shop every week that it just really good things come to mind that we want to educate people on or just talk about or hear what you think. We'd like to hear from you today.
Hey, you know, another thing too, if you follow us at all, hopefully you're following us on our Facebook page, which is Murphy's Auto Care. But there's a lot of ways to see, you know, what our company and what our business and our industry is about when you just check us out at our website, which is murphysautocare.com. Or if you're following us on Facebook, thank you. We appreciate it. We appreciate you liking us there. But we also do, all of our shows are on podcasts, and they're right here and on our website each and every week. So it's real simple. If you miss an episode, hey, just sit down, relax, and turn us on. So we'll talk to you all about the stuff that went on that week in the automotive service world. So it's a lot of fun. We'd love to hear from you, though, today. Like Jan said, the number's 457-1290. We are here wanting to talk to you. So, you know, one thing I'm going to mention too before we carry on too much further is you mentioned our company. Some of the folks that work with us back at Murphy's Auto Care when we started the opening here, and we are looking for other great people to join our team. So, we have two positions available. Actually, we have technical positions as apprentice and also as master technicians available, and we also have shuttle driving positions open. That's one of the things we do at our company is we do pick up and deliver our customers' cars. That's part of our service, and we also take you home or to work or wherever you want to go when you drop your car off with us. So if you're interested in any of those positions, just go to our website. You can contact us there, or you can call us directly at the shop Monday through Friday at 426-2886.
And we are expanding our great team.
We absolutely are. We really, really are. So anyways, call us today, 457-1290. We are live in the studio and love to talk to you, but we've got a couple things. You mentioned we had some emails, and I want to get to one right away, if that's okay with you.
Gotcha. Sure.
So I thought this was really interesting. A longtime listener of our show had sent me an email recently in regards to he drives a 2006 Pontiac. It's a G6 convertible. And he had a couple of different questions, which I think, And low mileage car, by the way, only about 57,000 miles on it. So I'm sure it's very nice. This is a hardtop convertible, which is a cool car. It was really, when it came out, it was an interesting model from Pontiac. They kind of had always been, in my opinion, leaders of new stuff, right? But this is a two-piece folding hardtop that goes back into the trunk. But he's having a few issues with it. It works properly, but it's just squeaky and noisy. And his question was, do I have to live with that, or is that something that can be adjusted? And the answer to that question is, I'd love to go for a ride with you, and we'll pinpoint exactly where it's squeaking. It's always going to be squeaking either where the shell pieces come together or up against the windshield, or sometimes we see those things even in just in regular convertibles. We see them squeaking in all of the hinge points. So once you determine where it's at, then we can make a better assessment. But possibly it can be alleviated, and that would be our hope. Another issue he was having with it, and this is common to a lot of folks' cars, is you know how the headlights will get all kind of hazy. Sometimes it's hazy on the outside, but these actually had condensation inside the headlamp, which means that the seal around the headlamp lens and the actual body of it has been breached. So he replaced them, and the problems come back. Typically, when we see that happen, that's a quality issue with the manufacturer of the lamp. And what's happened is that so many people have gotten in that business of building those headlamp assemblies, they're not all created equal. And I hate to say that, but that may in fact be the problem. So just wanted to reach back out and say thank you so much for asking those questions. We love to talk about it here on Auto Talk. Happy to talk to you about it too if you want to give us a call at the shop. But those would be my responses to those two questions. So I think the convertible top probably can have some alleviation or some relief, but the headlights are probably going to have to be replaced again with maybe a better quality lamp. So, all right. Something else we want to be thinking about. You were going to mention about happy
spring
because you know what's right after that.
Potholes.
Yeah, well. Yeah, that's come with it. That's part of it. They started developing
shocks and struts.
Yeah, they started developing. Yeah, potholes from the last season, right? But with spring, we also start seeing more and more folks being concerned about their air conditioning system. We get a couple of nice days where we finally get temperatures up into the low 70s, and then of course, like you know, if it's like last year, just one day it became 85 or 90 degrees.
Well, on the first day, even at 80, when you're in your car, it's much, much warmer. And when I get in my car, I, you know, got to cool down quickly.
Right, right. Well, some things I wanted to share with people, and this is a change. It's been occurring. So it's mostly a change in the type of refrigerant that's in your car. But the impact it's going to have on motorists is that maybe they haven't had to have any kind of refrigeration repair, air conditioning repair on their car for several years, or maybe they've upgraded that car. Okay, so what we've got is the last 7 years of vehicle production has seen a rapid increase in the change of refrigerant that's in that system.
And again,
this is in my career, this is the third new refrigerant. So I started out with a refrigerant or R12, a DuPont branded product for years. And then we went through the Montreal Protocol and all of the regulations back in the 90s, and we no longer produced R12 anymore in the United States. So at that point in time, we switched over to R134A, which has been in production for 20, 25 years, roughly.
And then we were retrofitting cars.
We were retrofitting from R12.
The R12.
Exactly.
So it wasn't just the new cars, the old cars that you couldn't get the R12 for or feasibly do the job, then, it creates a lot of change.
It does. And you know, if you don't work on it every day, you don't realize it. So then you go in to get your car serviced, the air conditioning. And where I'm going with this is that now the new refrigerant is called it's 1234 or 1234YF. And these systems hold typically about 30% of what the old charge was. So if your car before held 3 pounds of refrigerant, it might hold 10 to 14 ounces of refrigerant now with 1234YF. The cost of that refrigerant is 10 times what 134 was.
So you're saying it's like liquid gold, just like when R12.
Vapor gold.
Poof.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
And so I just wanted to let folks know, if you're driving a vehicle, it's less than 7 years old, it potentially has this refrigerant in it. Now, if it's still under factory warranty, great. You know, they'll take care of it. But once it's out of its factory warranty, which we're talking over 20 million cars that have this in it so far. So once it's out of that warranty, then you're going to be going to a service provider or back to wherever you go, but now it's on your dime. You're going to be paying for it. So I just wanted to let people know it's a totally different process. It's very heavily regulated. And so consequently, there's a lot more cost involved with that. And in that process, be prepared. It's, you know, the car can't be recharged at a quick lube. The car can't be recharged by an oil change place. We can do it. We have the equipment. Not a lot of aftermarket repair centers like us have that equipment, but
You don't have to go to a dealer.
You don't.
The good news is,
right.
If you're taking your car to your service provider that you like and know and trust, then ask them if they're
correct.
Able to do that.
Well, one of the other changes is that even with 134, you know, if your vehicle is low on refrigerant, we could add refrigerant to it with a leak detection dye, and we could track that down. The new refrigerant, along with the new equipment, will only allow you to recharge up to 20%, 15 to 20% of what the whole charge is. And the machine will not allow, I mean, no machine is built to allow a full charge to go back in. So it's, you know, to maintain loss so that there isn't that much loss. And the systems, I will say, the newer systems that use this refrigerant are much tighter. They don't leak like the older stuff did because of the way they're constructed. They don't have as many fittings and junctions and points of loss.
A little more closed system?
A little more. And the biggest loss areas so far we're finding are, quite honestly, at the service valves. One of the things that has happened is that the service valve, when you put your equipment on it, there's a cap, right, that has a seal in it. Well, technicians who aren't familiar with the systems, they don't realize that cap is critical to maintain the system. So they don't put it back on when they're done. So the car leaks. So it's just one of those things that... This is going to be a new phase for the service industry as they go, especially if they're servicing air conditioning systems. We've done it for years. We embrace it. We love working on HVAC systems.
Well, we're
systems.
Always in ongoing training.
Right.
And that's important. We have to train and train and train because
right.
things are changing every day in our industry. And if we don't keep up with those changes, then we're not going to be able to do the service that we want to provide.
Right, which I think that's what service should be to motorists. You should be able to take your vehicle to one place and they handle everything.
And have reliability.
And have reliability with that. So, you know, it's, I just felt like compelled to be able to talk about this today on the show because I think it's important. We're coming into that season and I know how it feels when you go somewhere and what you thought was, you know, X going to be a couple hundred dollars. Now you're being told it's $1,000 or whatever the number is. And you wonder, oh, am I being taken advantage of or what's going on?
But or how can that
yeah.
be?
And
you know,
and I think the key here is again, kind of a black nose or black eye for our industry. So many places have not done a good job of educating
their
the consumer
yeah.
about what's changed, what's going on and why. Right. I mean, we've had it happen to us. We've had been on vacation, take our vehicles, wherever it is, someplace. And you get the phone call just says, hey, it's broke and it's $800. And they're like, you know, you're supposed to just go, okay.
What? But I'm on vacation. I don't have the money.
Yeah, well, I'm planning on spending it on something else. So we get it completely. We totally get that. And, you know, I just think that's one more thing. And I hopefully wherever folks are taking their vehicles, they've got a great relationship and they're getting that conversation about everything on their car.
And again, don't be afraid to ask your service provider, by the way, you know, I just had a question. Next time I bring my car in, do you guys by chance do this and have you been trained on it? And what do you think about that? You know,
absolutely. So, it's very, very reasonable to ask those questions.
Have some dialogue.
Absolutely. You know, I know you ask me a lot of questions.
I ask
you a lot of questions. So, all right, folks, speaking of questions, we'd love to answer yours. Call us today. We're live at 457-1290 here on Auto Talk, and we'll be right back after a short break.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
At Menards, nobody beats our prices, so you can save big money on your landscaping projects. Enhance your home's curb appeal with 4x8 French Gothic cedar fence panels. They're pre-assembled for easy installation. The 4x8 panels are $24.99 after rebate. Or get a 6x8 dog-eared fence panel for $74.99 after rebate. Plus, a Menards gift card is perfect for Mother's Day. Stop in and save big money through April 21st during Menards Easter sale.
Save big money at Menards. Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $4.99 deals. How would you like it?
Can I have it like a game show?
Sure.
We sent two contestants out on the streets to see what they could find for $4.99. Our first bought five goldfish. Ooh, but the other went to Subway for $4.99 deals. He was able to choose from four tasty footlongs or six-inch meals that include a 21-ounce drink and chips for just $4.99 each. A winner every day. Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
We started Allegiant with a simple goal, so the one person who couldn't travel could. 80 million passengers later, that goal remains the same. Save when you book flights, rental cars, and hotels together only at Allegiant.com. Together, we fly.
Book a nonstop flight from Dayton International Airport to Orlando Sanford one way for as low as $99. Must be purchased by May 1st, 2019 for travel between June 2nd, 2019 and August 11th, 2019. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin for Nature Stone. Your garage floor is an accident waiting to happen. Uneven and pitted concrete puddles lead to slipping and tripping, and it's dirty too. Nature Stone covers that cracked, uneven concrete, and I've spent time with the Massetta family, and they do things right, especially Russell's promise that you'll be satisfied, and if you have an issue, they'll make it right. Get Nature Stone installed in your garage by the end of April and get up to half off. Schedule your free in-home estimate at naturestone.com. Like my friend Mike Massetta says, it's not just a floor. Wow, it's Nature Stone.
It's the spring sales event at Key Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Fiat, and Ram trucks with great spring savings on our entire inventory. I'm Chris Toby.
And I'm Alex Toby. Take the family on vacation and comfort in a new Chrysler Pacifica or zip around town in a new Fiat. They start at just $17,800.
Or check out our amazing selection of Jeeps. During Jeep Freedom Days, you save up to $6,500. And of course, Ram trucks, over 60 in stock, all priced to sell today.
Shop online 24/7 at TobyAuto.com or make the short drive. We'll see you at Key today.
Tune in to WHIO Radio on Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. and listen to the experts from Debt Free for Good as they share with you how to live while getting out of debt smarter and faster without having to sacrifice your lifestyle. Again, it's Sunday from 4 until 5 p.m. here on WHIO.
Hi, this is Dave.
And this is Jan, your hosts of Auto Talk. Are you planning to replace your vehicle soon? Will you trade or sell your current vehicle?
We'd like to ask you to consider donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction.
It's easy and simple. Just call 228-2886 or 228-AUTO or go to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Your donation will help your fellow citizens, people right here in the Miami Valley. You know, donating your vehicle supports 40 programs that help over 20,000 Miami Valley residents annually.
Thank you for your consideration, and please donate today.
Scattered showers likely to continue throughout the afternoon hours and a chilly day here for us. The high only at 46 degrees. Clouds sticking around overnight with a low dropping to 39 degrees. A chilly and cloudy start for Easter Sunday morning, but the high temperature lifting all the way to 65 degrees by the afternoon and sunshine appearing by the afternoon as well. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Expert weekends, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. You're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care, and we are only part of the team at Murphy's. We have some great team members there that we want to shout out and say thank you so much for your hard work.
They're there today.
And today. We have a great team there, and we really appreciate them very much. We're talking about all kinds of things automotive today. I know I'm wishing everybody a happy spring out there, and watch out for those potholes. We're going to be talking about shocks and struts, and we've been talking about air conditioning, what's coming up with that. What else is new?
Well, you know, there's always stuff new going on. Hey, I don't know if you were listening to the news just before the production of Honda. You know, they're slowing it down for vehicles, passenger vehicles, but that's because there's so much demand for SUVs and pickup trucks. So, you know, one of the things they just came back out with was the Ridgeline.
Isn't that the number one car, truck, number one vehicle in the U.S.
is the highest production of all vehicles, for several years running, I believe. Yeah. So,
If you like Fords, that's okay.
Yep. I detected something there.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know what I like is I like BG products. Yeah. We have been blessed to partner with, have had BG products in our business for many years. And folks, if you're not familiar with BG products, they're the great products that we use to help us service all of the major components on your car, whether it's the transmission or the engine, because we've got BG oil services, BG oil additives, our BG trans flush cleaner and chemicals, cooling system, power steering, battery service, air conditioning service. All of these components need to be serviced regularly, and you want to make sure you're using the very best products you can. So,
and they have a great warranty.
Amazing warranty. Yeah, yep. If you've got under 100,000 miles on your vehicle, you need to get in to wherever you can find BG products being sold and installed properly, and take advantage of the extended warranty that's available for your vehicles by just doing the service. You know, why have your vehicle flushed somewhere where you get the flush done, as an example of a transmission, but nothing else backing that, no other protection? That's what BG brings to the table, and it's great, and it's a lot of peace of mind. And I just, you know, if you want to find out more about it, give us a call. We'll tell you about it. All right, we're going to go out to the call lines real quick. We're going to go to Matt. Matt, how you doing?
Hey, I have a question for you.
Sure, fire.
I have a 1999 Ford F-150, but it's a special kind of F-150. It has compressed natural gas is like
sure, CNG
fuel source.
Yep.
And, you know, I just came across it. I purchased it on a government auction, so I don't really know much about it. Where is somewhere I can get that repaired?
So, first of all, does it need to be repaired, or you're just wanting it checked over and make sure it's functioning properly? What stage are we in with it right now?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of in rough shape.
Okay.
We're looking at some of the cylinders probably aren't firing. I took it to the mechanic that I normally use,
yeah,
and he kind of saw a lot of the compressed natural gas stuff that's built into the engine compartment, and
right,
he was just not willing to touch it.
Right, if you're not familiar.
I totally understand.
Sure, absolutely. I'll tell you, a good friend of ours locally that's been in business, and they deal with a lot of fleet businesses, which is where you're going to find compressed natural gas operating more than not, and that's Barry Hall at Champion Auto Service.
In Dayton.
So not too far from you. I know you're in Huber. So probably a 5-mile ride. And I would take it to them, to be honest with you. They're
okay,
typically very familiar with those vehicles. You know, they're going to be usually, they see compressed natural gas on things like, you know, UPS trucks and FedEx and larger and, of course, other fleet vehicles. But that's going to be right in their wheelhouse for you. Or for them, I would think. So, yeah.
Champion Auto Service.
Champion Auto Service. Barry Hall is the owner there. Good
very
guy.
Very reputable.
Been in business for years, and they will treat you very well. I promise.
Wonderful.
Hey,
wonderful.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
And let us know how it goes, too. Yeah, that's a neat vehicle. Have a good weekend, Matt. Appreciate
thanks.
It.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's very
interesting.
You don't hear that very often.
No.
Yeah, you know? So that's even one of those things that, for now, we're going to stay away from. You know, our engine and transmission supplier, Jasper, has been in that business for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But we just don't see it enough where we are to get
to have all
in
the
that.
Proper tools and equipment
yeah.
for
yeah.
that once in a while thing. But
yeah.
what we do have is the engine oil analysis that we do.
We do.
Which is a kind of a different avenue.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, actually, Matt, if you're still listening, I would really recommend that you at least stop by, let us, you know, once you get that thing up and running, have us do an oil sample for you and a transmission sample also. We'll do the analysis with our micro lab, which is, you know, in our shop, and we can give you a really good idea of the past history and maintenance that has been performed, at least the way the engine's been operating and the transmission, give you some good insight into how long those things will last as well.
Based on the what we find in those samples.
Exactly. And based on the analysis.
That's a while you wait thing.
It's just like your blood test you would have done at the doctor when you go in for your annual physical. You know, it's someone who's skilled can read that. I mean, we do that. We're trained in that. And we can determine if it's got excessive wear metals in it. And it'll tell us exactly what they are. All right, folks, we'll carry on with this when we get back from this break. Thanks for hanging in here with us. We'll be right back on Auto Talk.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 12:30. I'm Dave Daniels with a WHIO News update. Our top story, protests continue for the 23rd straight weekend in Paris over wealth inequality and the leadership of French President Emmanuel Macron.
Plenty of rain and chilly temperatures in the forecast today. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic, cleaning up accidents this hour. We've got one I-75 southbound at West 3rd Street, not really seeing any delay in that area. We've also got one in Miamisburg, North Heinicke Road at Route 725 this hour. Our top story. In Paris, today marks the 23rd straight weekend of protests against wealth inequality and the leadership of French President Emmanuel Macron. While many protesters are saddened by the fire that nearly destroyed Notre Dame Cathedral earlier this week, they're angry at the billions of dollars that have been pledged to rebuild the landmark while their own demands largely go ignored. In Warren County, a landslide shuts down State Route 123 between State Route 132 and U.S. 22. ODOT says 123 is shut down until further notice, and drivers will need to find an alternate route. In Dayton, at least one person is hurt this morning after a family dispute turns into a stabbing. Cops say they were called to Bragg Place just before 1 a.m. on a report of a shooting. They confirmed that report was false, but did confirm an unidentified victim was stabbed. No word yet on that person's condition. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mag.
Scattered showers likely to continue throughout the afternoon hours and a chilly day here for us. The high only at 46 degrees. Clouds sticking around overnight with a low dropping to 39 degrees. A chilly and cloudy start for Easter Sunday morning, but the high temperature lifting all the way to 65 degrees by the afternoon and sunshine appearing by the afternoon as well. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar showing a large area of showers pushing into the northwestern part of the Miami Valley at this hour. It's 41 degrees in Troy, 44 in Springfield, and 44 degrees in Dayton at 12:33. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO, continuing news.
Hi everyone, Pete Kasugi here with some great deals for you this spring. All this week, any statue, fountain, birdbath, or pottery in stock is 20% off. And try our famous green mat grass seed, sow today and mow in May. If you're looking for shade trees, fruit trees, evergreens, perennials, or rose bushes, we have 6 acres with thousands ready to load. We have grapevines, blackberries, and blueberries, strawberry plants too, that'll bear fruit this year. And in our 16 greenhouses, we're getting ready with thousands of flats of annuals and vegetable plants for later this spring. Remember that we're a mile east of I-75 at the Stanley Avenue exit. Come out to 1309 Brandt Pike and be dazzled.
The check engine light is on in Washington, but politicians keep driving the car as if nothing is happening. There it is again. It's Social Security. Hi, I'm Mike Martinez, founder of The Pension Group. A new government report says that Social Security Trust Fund will run out by the year 2034, and that it costs will exceed revenues this year for just the second time in more than 3 decades. What does that mean for you? When should you start taking benefits? Or for your spouse? And how can you get every dollar of Social Security you're rightfully entitled to? Find out what your choices are by calling me at 937-669-7094. I've been helping clients tune up their retirement decisions for over 2 decades. My team and I don't work for the government, but we know Social Security. Call me, 937-669-7094, and we can help you find out how to get every dollar of Social Security you rightfully are entitled to. 937-669-7094. Investment advisory services offered through the Pension Group.
Hi, this is Jan Murphy, your host of Auto Talk. Growing up, life was full of limits, like only one soda or be home by 10. Obey the speed limit. Now you're an adult and you still have to obey the speed limit, but there's no limit on washing your car at Mike's Car Wash. Wash all you want when you purchase a Mike's Unlimited plan. And now, buy 5 months of the Ultimate or Works and get the 6 month free. At Mike's Car Wash, there's never a limit on clean. Open 7 to 9 daily for your convenience. For details, go to mikescarwash.com.
This is Clark Howard here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. You own an Amazon Echo? When you get home, tell Alexa to play WHIO.
You're listening to Dave and Jan. And welcome back to Auto Talk. You're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care. We have the fastest hour in radio every Saturday at 12 o'clock.
Vroom.
And just before the break, we were talking about the Microlab and how that works real quick. But I want to say it's like doing a blood test for your
car. Right.
And the Microlab will automatically take the oil that we get out of the component, engine, transmission, whatever.
Differential. Right.
We're going to test for viscosity and the chemistry. We're going to look for contamination like dirt, coolant, that kind of stuff.
Fuel.
In your oil and pistons, bearings. It really can tell us so many things. And this can all be done in our micro lab. There's like, we're one of four shops in the
United States
that have it. It's been a great tool to help people determine if they want to put the money into the car or get a new car. Especially if we're doing a pre-purchase inspection for someone, we'll do this and it'll really give you
peace
a great
mind.
Idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to go ahead and buy that car or not? So just wanted to wrap up with that. It's just really a great thing.
It's been an exciting piece of equipment we've added to
really
our company.
Cool.
Yeah. You kind of sound like you've been hanging around an automotive service business.
I like learning about it too. It's science.
It is. And that's what I love about our place. We're very scientific about our approach. We attempt to be that way every time. This is a great segue into this phone call we're going to take right now. So we're going to talk to Josh. How you doing, Josh?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Hey, great. Thanks for waiting there through the break. And
no problem.
Wanted to talk to you. What's going on with your vehicle?
Well, I got a 2010 Chevy Equinox. Got that 2.4 liter four cylinder, and it had some recalls that I had on it. And one was for a high fuel pump. And then one was for oil consumption.
Right.
And I had all that work done and everything. But it's been about a year since all that's done. And now it's getting like an initial start. Like when it's cold start, it'll have like a rough idle.
Mm-hmm.
And then it only lasts like 20 seconds. And then it goes away and it's fine after that for as long as the car stays warm. But I noticed when I had the oil change, it had a real strong gasoline smell in it.
Okay. Is that recently you just had it changed?
Yes.
Did the car?
Well, I've changed it twice, and it's had a wrong, strong gas
fuel smell.
Time.
Yep.
And I'm consuming about a quart every 1,500 miles, but I'm not seeing any spots of leakage. I put cardboard up and everything under my car to make sure there was no leaking.
Yep.
And I'm not seeing any leaking or anything, but it's about every 1,500, it's consuming a quart of oil.
Okay. And GM will probably tell you that's normal.
Yeah, they do.
That's not normal. We don't think that's normal. No, it's not. So did you mention how many miles are on this?
There is 74,000.
Okay. Yeah, we have run into just a boatload of this particular engine. You know, they used it in a lot of different vehicles. As you said, there's been a couple of recalls, service bulletins or TSBs out, and vehicles go back to the dealer. They do some repair work. I think you mentioned one of them was probably because it has something called direct fuel injection on it. So they had some issue with the, I believe, fuel pressure, high pressure pump, not releasing fuel properly, but it forces it into the engine, which would cause that an end result. But if that's been rectified, then you should be okay. I don't know what other services you had performed on the engine, but what it sounds like is going on.
The paperwork they gave me on the recall on the engine, they pulled the engine, they replaced like pistons, rings, gaskets,
okay,
and all that.
Gotcha. So that should have alleviated it. And that was one of my next questions, because those engines are chronic for, they have low tension rings in them to reduce drag. And unfortunately, because of the gasoline direct injection and the variable valve timing on that engine, it will cause a lot of carbon buildup in the intake, as well as in the upper chamber, part of the chamber, combustion chamber. And that also causes those rings to kind of like not suck in, but they stick in so they don't seal against the cylinder walls. And then we start washing fuel, and that fuel falls into the oil, gets mixed with it. So
okay, that makes sense.
Here's what I would recommend to you. There's a couple of things that need to be checked. The vehicle needs to, does it have a check engine light on by chance or not?
No.
Okay.
I've had two occasions where I didn't want to start. Like, it would, see, it's got that kind of start where you turn the key once and it tries to do its own little starting thing.
Yeah.
And it just kept trying to start, and then it stopped, and then check engine light came on. It stayed on for like 30, 40 minutes, and it went away. Right. I had that happen on like two or three occasions over the last year.
Okay. Well, somebody needs to take a look at several different things, like fuel trim parameters need to be looked at on that vehicle and just see if it's for some reason running richer than it should. But it should set a check engine light if it is. Something should be coming on. The other thing I'd recommend to you, I don't know how far away you are from us, and if you were listening to us on the show, oil analysis will confirm if there's excessive fuel in the oil. Okay?
Yeah, I was reading about, or listening to you guys about your
Microlab. Yep.
Yeah, Microlab and stuff.
Yep. I mean, it's something that, you know, if you're racing cars or whatever you're doing, that's a great, has many benefits there, because you want to find out, obviously, if we've got early, you know, deterioration. But in this case, we want to find out, and since you've recently had the oil change, now would be a good time to get it done, because we want to see if we've got excessive fuel in it right now. If you wait 2,000-4,000 miles, anybody's car's got a little more fuel in it than it would when the oil's new. But it doesn't really matter. The analysis still tells us if it's excessive for the amount of time on the oil. So that would be where I would start. I mean, if you were, you know, close to us or come into us, it's something we can do in about 20 minutes or less, and, you know, then nail it down and go, yeah, this is it. At that point, then we could start looking at exactly what's going to take to repair it. But I can tell you, we replaced one of those engines with a Jasper product about 2 weeks ago, unfortunately, because it failed, and it was low mileage too.
Reading a lot of things on the internet about a lot of people complaining about the failure rate on them.
Yep.
And what scared me the other day is I had the hood open, and I had my wife actually start the vehicle, and I got like this big hit of fuel, like not spraying, but just the fumes. And
so
sometimes we could smell it coming in through the ventilation when you got your heater on or whatever.
Yeah,
sometimes you get a fuel smell.
You need to get it back in, Josh, really. get it back in, leave it overnight with them, exactly show them what happened. But I can tell you, one of the other failures in that system is the PCV system, or the positive crankcase system. It doesn't actually have a PCV valve. It has a little orifice that's drilled into the, I believe, the intake manifold. And all it takes, and it's literally, this is the size of the tip of a pencil. It'll plug up with carbon, and once that happens, then we start pushing fumes and vapors all in the wrong places in that engine. It'll cause hard start, and it'll eventually blow the rear main oil seal out of it, and it'll dump all the oil right on the ground, which will starve the engine and kill it. So you need to get it in and get it checked. So I really appreciate your question. I'm going to have to run, but thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck. Let us know how it goes. Okay?
Have a good one.
All righty. Yep.
Very interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a lot of folks are, you know, may not be aware of it. He's in tune to it, obviously, as to what's going on, and kudos to him. Good job. So, tell you what, we've got another call on the line, but I want to take just a second. I want to say thanks to KOI Auto Parts. KOI is who we have purchased auto parts for years from. The reason we use KOI, and many other repair shops use KOI, is because of the high quality of parts that they offer to us. There's other great parts suppliers around town also, but, you know, one of the things we do at Murphy's Auto Care is we have a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on all the services we provide. So we want to make certain the parts we install in your car, although they will be more costly, they bring greater value to the table. So thanks to KOI. That's why we do it. All right. We're going to grab another call here real quick. I'm going out to Leon. Leon, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Auto Talk. We're glad you're here. How can we help you?
Yeah, I got a 95 Buick Century, and the secondary cooling fan runs constantly.
Okay.
And the primary fan, I can't get to kick on.
Okay.
Yesterday put a new fan motor in it in the primary, so I know that's good, and I've eliminated the relays.
Switch the relays around to see what would happen, or what'd you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I moved them around, process of elimination.
Okay. That's going back a little bit, so I'm scratching my head here trying to remember exactly. But
yeah, that's an old car.
It is, but, you know, have you got a wiring diagram and checked the ground circuit for that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. So it's age. It's just got that going against it. Wiring connections. That would be where I would go first. Whenever we have an electrical problem, we pull out the wiring diagram and we trace it. And we make certain we have power to the component when it's supposed to be there, whether it's, you know, past the relay, through the relay, or whatever. And we make sure we have a good ground circuit. If you have those two things, the component should operate. So I wouldn't be at all surprised if you got a wiring issue. Maybe even just a connector. Look at the connectors that are on there. See if any of them are swollen, kind of puffy. Maybe something's changed. Look for that. But wiring diagram is your roadmap, and you got to have that first. So,
okay.
All right, my friend. Good luck with that. Give us a call and let us know how it turns out. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Good luck, Leon. Have a good weekend. Thanks. All right. Bye bye. All right. Great calls today.
Very good question.
Absolutely.
That's right. I want to take just a minute and thanks Mike's Car Wash for their sponsorship of this show. Without them, this wouldn't be possible. So we do want to thank them. I go to Mike's Car Wash all the time. They have fast, convenient hours. They're open every day, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Who can't deal with that? I mean, gosh, how convenient. Mm-hmm. They also have three locations here in Dayton, and they have fast, friendly smiles every time I go up to Mike's Car Wash. They're like, "How's your day today? Thank you very much. It's my pleasure." They're just really wonderful people.
And they're serious about it.
They are. The opportunity to go down to Loveland.
Yep.
Into the training, their training camp, I guess I'd call it. Wonderful facility, clean, neat, organized. Just really what a fantastic company to work for.
It's neat to have a service company like that that actually takes their employees and puts them in a training environment for a few weeks before they ever expose them to the job. I mean, when they come out, they're ready to roll and they do a great job. And let's face it, every business is a people business.
And they care. They care. And so every time I go get my car washed at Mike's, which is all the time, a clean car is a happy car. I just feel so good when I come out of the car wash. And, you know, the car looks great, but mostly the people, everybody's smiling and they're happy. Mm-hmm. And it's just a great company.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. So thank you for sponsoring the show, Mike. We appreciate that. I want to talk about something. We were talking about the month. April is, of course, spring. And it is also National Car Care Awareness Month. And it's been going on all month. And I just wanted to mention and remind folks, if you haven't gotten your vehicle in to have a spring, you know, preseason inspection, safety inspection, get it into your service provider. Have them check it over. You know, your car survived so far the winter and the potholes that are popping up. And I got to say thanks to all the road crews who are doing their best to get out there and patch them as fast as they can. But it's rough on cars. And
well,
it affects a lot of components.
But, you know,
you want to get checked.
We want people to be car care aware. And this month is, you know, Car Care Awareness Month. And what we have at Murphy's Auto Care for you, free of charge, is a car care guide that you can come in and pick up this guide. It's a pamphlet, I'd say 75 pages or so, with photos. It talks in layman's terms, you know, just about what to look out for, what to be aware of. I can understand it, you know, quite well. And so if you'd like to pick up one of these guides, please stop in our shop anytime, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. And we've got them on the front counter, and you're welcome to one.
And talk to one of our guys. We're happy to even do a quick inspection for you if you want
to. We're happy to help.
Yep, absolutely. But just keep that in mind. You know, you were also mentioning just the way the road conditions are. Also this month, we still have our buy one, get one half price strut special going on. So if your vehicle's got over 50,000 miles on it, and most of them in this area have way north of that kind of mileage, it's probably time to have the struts and shocks inspected and most likely replaced. So great time to get it done. Get your car all ready.
Well,
make sure the tires, brakes, everything else
rains,
in good shape.
You want your wheels to be on the ground.
Tires touching the road. That's right. Absolutely. And that's what struts do. McPherson struts, we call them struts for short, but that's their job, to hold your tires on the ground so that you can steer it, so that you can stop it, and so you can have traction. Because when we have weak shocks and struts on a vehicle, that's not happening like it should.
Well, for example, you might have new tires to get you through these spring rains, but if the new tires aren't all on the ground equally, then you're not going to have the stopping power that you thought you might.
That's exactly right.
So it can be a safety issue too.
It is a safety issue, and it certainly is. We'd be happy to fill you in on all that if you just are curious. Give us a call or send me an email. Happy to talk to you about that. So, all right, we're going to run again. We're going to go out here and, well, are we? We better not. We're just going to hang on to that.
When we come back, we can.
Yes, we will. When we come back,
let's take a minute and talk about the Goodwill Auto Auction.
Hey, there you go. Donate your car, folks. That's the best thing to say about the Goodwill Auto Auction. If you're not familiar with it, we also have partnered with Goodwill recently, or in the last year and a half. It's been a wonderful arrangement. We are restoring vehicles, a few vehicles a year, and we call them the Goodwill Gem. And we do that from the auto auction donations, and then we're taking those back to the auction. We donate those vehicles back to help Goodwill and their project. And I have to tell you, if you're not familiar with the Goodwill and Miami Valley Easter Seals, you need to find out about it, because it's an amazing program that helps over 20,000 people annually here in our community. So, all right, we're going to run to another break.
We'll be back to the phones.
We will. So stick with us here on Auto Talk.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, Pete Kasuja here in Old North Dayton, where my wife Shirley and I started our garden center in 1963, and now we have customers who come to us every year from Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. The reason for such loyalty is because they know that we have thousands of shade trees, fruit trees, weeping trees, dwarf trees, evergreens, and flowering shrubs, all ready to load. We also have 16 greenhouses where we grow thousands of bonsai trees and indoor plants and garden plants, berry and fruit plants, and don't forget our green mat grass seed. So today, mow in May. We're about a mile east of the Stanley Avenue exit on I-75, so come out to 1309 Brandt Pike and be dazzled.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Hi, this is Dave.
And this is Jan, your hosts of Auto Talk. Are you planning to replace your vehicle soon? Will you trade or sell your current vehicle?
We'd like to ask you to consider donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction.
It's easy and simple. Just call 228-2886 or 228-AUTO or go to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Your donation will help your fellow citizens, people right here in the Miami Valley. You know, donating your vehicle supports 40 programs that help over 20,000 Miami Valley residents annually.
Thank you for your consideration, and please donate today.
Scattered showers likely to continue throughout the afternoon hours and a chilly day here for us. The high only at 46 degrees. Clouds sticking around overnight with a low dropping to 39 degrees. A chilly and cloudy start for Easter Sunday morning, but the high temperature lifting all the way to 65 degrees by the afternoon and sunshine appearing by the afternoon as well. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And thanks for sticking with us today here on Auto Talk. Dave and I do the show every Saturday at noon. We love to hear your questions, and we like to talk about what's in the shop, too. So all kinds of great things to talk about on the radio show today.
Had a lot of great calls.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, absolutely. We've really enjoyed the folks that have given us a call today, as we always do, you know. Gets the old thinking cap thinking going. So at any rate, we're going to take another call right now. We've had Jeff out here being real patient with us. Jeff, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, sir. How can we help you?
2006 Dodge Ram truck,
yep,
with a Hemi.
Uh-huh.
Been told the fuel pump's out. Is that like an expensive venture to replace?
So, been told the fuel pump's out. So, the vehicle's not running, right?
Correct.
Okay. And is it expensive? I guess it's all what your threshold is for expensive. It's like,
well, I had one person tell me $2,300.
So, it's a fuel pump module, as most of these vehicles have been for several years. You know, I honestly don't know that one off the top of my head. I would say it was certainly going to be over 1,000 to do.
Okay.
You know, it sounds like maybe you're considering buying this vehicle or looking at it. Is that what's going on?
No, I already own it. I just didn't know if I wanted to
put that kind of money in it.
Much into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's what I would do first. I'd get a positive confirmation because these things also have something called the it's a TIPM is the acronym that will fail. And so that will cause them to not run. So we start with an accurate diagnosis. It kind of sounds like maybe somebody's kind of going, well, maybe it needs a fuel pump.
Well, it has to be.
Yeah, how many miles are on it, too?
About 136,000.
Yeah, it's in the range where it could fail. But you were saying, Jan? Yeah.
But it has to be looked at. And, you know, it's hard to give a price without seeing what the vehicle needs specifically.
Sure.
Because it could be a number of things. So.
For guidance on like a ballpark area.
Yeah, and so you're going to probably get stuff all over the place without actually looking at the car.
You know, and that's the other thing. Your point is looking at the entire vehicle. You want to, if you're looking at, well, basically you're going, hey, should I really put 1,000 or 2,000 in this? Let's look at the whole vehicle. Let's look at the whole thing so you know the whole health report. And then you can decide if it's a good idea. You know what I mean? To replace that truck, you're talking $50,000. If you're going to buy a new one. And if you're going to buy a used one, it's $35,000. So maybe 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 is not a bad idea.
Well, if that's the only thing, if the truck is in good condition, otherwise, then it might be worth it.
It's in fairly decent shape.
Yeah. And if you like it, you know, it may be a good investment, even though it sounds like a lot of money. So you really have to look at the whole you know picture on how much money you want to put in it, and how much you like it, and how much you'll save in the long run.
Right.
Those are all factors.
Yeah, get it to somebody good that can do a complete health check on the vehicle. It's worth the price of the tow and their inspection to help you spend your money wisely. And it's a great question, Jeff. It really is, because a lot of folks are faced with that. Have a great weekend, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you. You too.
You too. Bye-bye. A great call.
You know, that is a good question, because people just want to know what to expect when they don't know. I'm the same way. I just want to, if I don't know much about something or I just want to learn more, like how much is it going to cost? I mean, because you hear one thing, you hear another, and you really have to pinpoint that down. But the way to do that is to get it actually diagnosed, checked out, look at the other components of the car. Are the other components good? Is this truck going to keep on going for another 100,000?
Right.
Then I would say it's well worth it.
Right, right. And the key things you want to look at is what's the condition and the health of the transmission? Is the engine internally in good shape? All right, on this vehicle. And of course, until you get it running, it's a little difficult to tell you everything. But there's some dynamic testing that can be done, even just cranking tests to determine like engine compression. So we know a rough idea of integrity there. Differential. Braking system, air conditioning systems. And if it's a 2500 series Ram, the suspension, the front suspension on these things, that is massive. If it's worn out, you can easily put a couple $1,000s into it, at least, maybe three. So a lot of things.
Yeah,
to
and
know.
An 06 Ram, I mean, that thing could keep on going.
Right, but the worst thing that could happen is that he finds somebody that puts a fuel pump in it, let's say it's bad, for $2,000 or $1,500, right? And the rest of the vehicle's got other big issues that had he known, he would have then been able to make a very educated decision and go, you know what? I'm not going to go down that road.
Yeah. So the key here is you can't really go by what you hear.
Right.
You have to maybe get it in and get it checked
out.
Yeah,
absolutely. And you know, that's funny because a lot of people will stop over the price of towing a vehicle. Maybe it's going to cost them $150 to get it towed into a good quality shop to have it checked out. But that $150 is well worth it. That is, you know, cheap money to find out really what's going on. Otherwise, it's all hearsay, which is what you just said. It's all hearsay. So, anyway, thanks for that call today. We really appreciate it. Just want to say real quickly again, thank you so much to BG Products. Thank you to KOI Auto Parts and Mike's Car Wash for helping sponsor Auto Talk. But we really want to say thanks to all the folks that listen to us each and every week and call us. We appreciate that. That is really why we're here, because the questions that you call in and ask, believe me, folks, a lot of other folks are out there with the same question, and we want to do our very best to help you understand what's going on and what's the best path to take. Right, Jen? So, all right, folks. Again, been another great, great week. I would love to, we just appreciate all those calls. We will be back again next week, so you want to make sure you tune in to us live here on Auto Talk each and every week on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. I'm Dave Murphy, along with Jan, and we're from Murphy's Auto Care. Have a great, safe, trouble-free weekend out there. See you soon. Thank you.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.